Welcome to the Brand Thomas Podcast. In today's podcast, I speak with Tonya Kidd Beggs, founder of Stories Parfums, an olfactory ode to the memories that have shaped Tonya's life. In our podcast today, Tonya tells her fascinating story involving a transformative trip to the heart of perfume making in France, which unlocked the power that fragrance has to heal her personal tragedy and inspire happiness and indeed this incredible brand. I'm Louise Duffy and this is the Brand Thomas Podcast. Welcome to the Brand Thomas Podcast, Tonya. How are you?
I'm really well, Louise. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'm delighted to have you. So nice to chat to you. And I'm kind of increasingly intrigued by the business that you have and the business of perfume making. So I'm so excited to talk to you. The first thing I want to know is, what is your favorite scent?
Yeah, so my favorite scent comes in many, many forms. I do not concentrate too much on the notes, but I concentrate more about the emotion. So I learned very quickly in my journey that actually I don't just go for woody, or I don't just go for rose, or I just don't go for a certain scent, because I then blank out all these other beautiful scents around me. So okay. I have learned that actually my favorite scent comes in many, many forms.
Okay, that's amazing. But you are very connected to the emotion of scent, that, you know, that olfactory impact on emotion. I was telling you just before we recorded, I don't think I've ever been able to associate a time or a moment with a scent. And I'm kind of intrigued by people who can. So is that something that was always the case for you?
Yeah, in hindsight, it is. It's funny, though, because hindsight's a wonderful thing. When I look back, fragrance was always something that connected me to myself and to people and places that were really important to me. One of those being my grandmother, who I sadly didn't meet. But when I went on this experience of fragrance making, I realized that actually there was a huge connection right throughout my life of my sense of smell connected to people and places. And it was something that was hugely important to me. And then obviously it connected me to my grandmother, who I sadly didn't meet. But yes, it is something that's always been very, very important to me.
And in terms of, you know, that connection to your grandmother, so sadly you didn't meet her, but she had an incredible impact on you and you now as a businesswoman.
Yes.
That's something else, really. I think that would be everybody's hope, that we would be remembered so fondly, even by loved ones who we never met.
Yes. So my grandmother was a fabulous businesswoman in her day. And coming from Northern Ireland and Ireland in the days that women didn't work, she broke a lot of glass ceilings for women of her day. So I grew up with this sense that I actually knew her, and that because I knew her favorite scent. And I remember sitting playing with her jewelry and some of her clothing that my mother had kept. And I remember having this sense that I had such a connection with her. And I just really feel that I carry that entrepreneurial spirit that she once had. But it all came through that sense of smell and her favorite perfume. She is very significant in my whole journey into this world of perfumery.
That's amazing. I think that's beautiful. And what was her scent? What was the scent on her clothes, or what do you remember? Yeah.
So my mum used to have this beautiful bottle sitting on her dressing table. She never wore it. None of us wore it, but it was, of course, the iconic Chanel number 5.
Oh my God.
You know, when you think of the history of that scent, you know, it's not a surprise to me that that was her scent and that was her perfume.
So she was a powerful woman. What did she do?
She was a hotelier in Northern Ireland. So she had many hotels. Her husband sadly died when he was quite young into their marriage. And she led that business on her own. Yeah.
On the other side, then, you do have fond memories of your grandfather's garden. So like there are other scents from your childhood.
Yes, there are indeed. And, you know, it's funny the way things happened. When I started this journey, I had no idea what the can of worms it was going to open. My first two scents are created on emotion and mood. First scent is created from intuition. Well, I'll maybe explain to you that my brand was born out of trauma, and it was born out of a time I had trauma in my life, and I was able to turn something negative into good. My childhood memories have completely gone as a child. And my life spiraled out of control for many, many years. But when I got into my 20s, I took the hard decision to go through counselling, deal with my trauma, took away the root of the trauma very successfully. But sadly, I didn't have any childhood memories prior. Wow. And that all changed when I went to Grasse in the south of France on the pursuit of a hobby, which is very bizarre. But my first two fragrances that I created were actually personal fragrances that I had planned to do as a hobby for myself, bring home, and then I would have my own bespoke fragrance. Yeah. But actually, the first set of fragrance that I created was what came down to that time I came out of my trauma, come out of counselling. My sense of smell completely changed. Mm. And I ended up having been enveloped with this aroma that I could never put my finger on what it was. And I remember saying those 20 odd years ago, if I ever can create a scent, I want to create that. Because to me, it was coming out of that bad place into a really light place and a positive place. My scent number two was my childhood memory, that actually was the healing process for me. It was a time that I realized the power that fragrance has in our lives. And it was actually, as I was creating it, it was when I completed it as a whole that this memory came back. Within an instance of creating stories number two, I was transformed into my grandfather's garden. Oh, and the God. Beautiful thing about this was it was prior to the trauma. So I was there, the garden in my childhood, and I was being watched by my grandfather, my father. He had a garden that was full of rose bushes. He had patchouli plants. He had a stream in the base of his garden, which we used to play. And you know, the wet leaves smell. And I, within an instant, was taken back. But what really struck me was my father and my grandfather both smoked a pipe. And I blind test my fragrances and put my fragrances together. So I don't know what notes I have in them. So when I had put everything together in completion, I sat back with tears streaming because it was just this completion of my memories that I never had before. And when I then looked at all the notes that I put into the fragrance, it was everything of my grandfather's garden.
Wow. Isn't that, I think that is just really incredible. Like, what a story to launch a business with. Like, there's so many things there that I'm just kind of agog listening to. So when you went through counseling, that process managed to block all memories essentially of your childhood.
Yeah, the trauma did. So the trauma was very significant. That it's quite funny because I'm so interested in this because the counselling was so positive for me. Yeah. I went on to train as a counselling practitioner. Amazing. And I used to speak to young adults about the effects that trauma can have in our lives. So if you don't deal with trauma, you actually look at things very, very differently. You're still bound with this hurt and this pain within you. Oh. And I had many years of that I had not talked about the trauma or even shared it with anybody. But when I got to the stage in my life that I could not work in my life any longer, I couldn't do day-to-day things without this downward spiral, that I actually find that when you remove the root of the trauma, it actually leaves you free of that trauma. So this trauma since I was 12 had overshadowed my childhood memories. And if you had asked me, you know, what was your childhood like? I would have always, it would always gone through the glasses of this trauma, you know, God. Without me really knowing. And it wasn't until it was removed that I realized the freedom that I had. But sadly, those childhood memories weren't there, but fragrance had the power to connect me to them. And that all comes through a scientific process. And I didn't know that at the time when I was in Grasse. But our sense of smell is the most powerful of all our senses.
Yes.
And it is closely linked to our memory in the base of our brain. So we all walk into a room and we smell something and we're transported back to a place, a holiday, a wedding, something immediately. And that's what happened to me. This complete transportation through my sense of smell of blocked memories. And that's what actually, it led me to actually launch my brand, because I didn't know at that time it was a scientific fact, but yeah. I just had this desire and passion to tell people my story, because if that what can happen to me, I could connect to my own story.
Yeah.
In the past, it can happen to any one of us.
That's astounding. Honestly, I can't believe that. And I think that's just so significant in, you know, my connection even to this brand now. Like, I just love that there's such heart in it. And how does it feel for you now to know that you will now be part of other stories going forward? So for example, you know, if I wear this, maybe my daughter will remember that scent when she's older and I'm gone, you know, like,
yeah, absolutely.
It's a beautiful cyclical thing, really, the power of scent and the stories you have created.
Yes, absolutely. And that obviously comes in the name of the brand, Stories Pam Pams, because it's all about storytelling. It's all about linking people with emotion and mood. It's all about uplifting. It's all about having people think, how does it make you feel? And my story, you know, I grew up feeling I didn't have a story. And when I started this business and started sharing with people the scents that I had in my past, they were like, oh my gosh, my own story started to develop. And I realized that we all have stories and powerful stories, and we should all tell them well. So the whole backbone of the brand is storytelling, getting people to connect to their own stories, past, present, and future, because, you know, it's not all about going into our past memory, but it's about the present. So when people come upon fragrances in store, or, you know, my fragrance or anybody else's, I want to give people a place to just stop in the busy time that they're having and think, if this is what it means to the founder, if this is what this fragrance means to her, what can fragrance mean to me? So I really want to spark people thinking about their own stories and also dreaming for the future and that hope for a future and thinking, oh my goodness, you know, you buy for somebody, you're talking about leaving it for your, you know, and your daughter will always remember that. But you buy a scent for somebody, you're always going to be remembered, because they'll spray that scent and the first thing they're going to think of is you and you buying it. So definitely it is always this power of connecting people to their own and to people to each other.
Yeah. Isn't it really incredible? You know, you mentioned the noisy life that we all live now. And do we really ever stop to kind of take a moment to remember? And, you know, isn't it funny that that's the one thing that can't be translated via Instagram? We don't have smell-o-vision, you know? So scent is something that is so personal to people. And, you know, that's really nice that it can kind of make you stop and think, you know, particularly when it's the one thing that can't be translated through the reason we need to stop and think, you know, if you get what I mean.
Absolutely.
So when you headed off to France, then you went to Grasse and you were looking for a hobby. Was there any part of you that thought you'd create a business out of this?
No, I am mum to four kids. My youngest two are twin girls. And that really was what they were getting older. And I thought, I want to find something that really, you know, is important to me. Luxury beauty, luxury niche fragrances always was that. You know, I talked about my grandmother, I talked about, you know, I just always loved finding a scent that was very different. And, you know, I never went for trends or anything. And I just thought, I thought quite deeply, what do I want to do? And I thought, okay, I want to learn how to blend fragrance. I want to have my own bespoke fragrance, something that's different to everybody else. And that would be me. And I felt, if I could find somebody who would teach me the basics of perfumery and help me to blend fragrance, then I would be happy. And that led me to Grasse in the south of France, because that is the hub of the fragrance world. And I started just making appointments with independent perfumers and perfumeries there in Grasse. And I decided to work with the third oldest fragrance house in the world. And they actually invited me in to their perfumery to work with their master perfumer, beautiful, a lovely Russian nose. And there's not many noses in the world, and she is one. And it's not something that they often did, but they had said, look, just come and spend some time with us. And that's what I did. I left my children behind with my husband and I headed off to Grasse. And I worked in the perfumery and I just learned the basics of perfumery, the different families, how you actually you know, you learn about blending is actually through blind testing, as I said to you. It's all about not really, it's looking at yourself. How does it make me feel? What do I experience when I smell this note? And that hobby, then I literally sat on the plane on the way home from Grasse, and I had my two little bottles from a perfumery, and I had this complete passion and desire to launch a fragrance brand. And I arrived home to Northern Ireland, and I said to my husband, I am launching a brand. And he said, okay. I don't know how crazy he thought I was, but I knew if I wanted this to work, I needed to enter in through London. I arrived in London with these two bottles a matter of weeks later from my trip to Grasse, and I started making appointments with PR companies.
Okay.
Unbeknown to me, I have no background in business. I arrived in PR and I did not realize that you should have your complete piece. You know, you should have your perfume bottles, your boxing, it should be all ready to go to, but I didn't. But I got a really warm reception, and I had people who absolutely fell in love with the fragrances. They loved what I wanted to do. They loved my story. And then the doors started to open, and I started to be introduced to people who helped me on my journey. And I, at that time, did not realize I was entering the most oversaturated area of the beauty industry.
Yeah.
You know, it's a self-funded, independent brand.
I think that's incredible. And that's a new business model. We really want, you know, those companies with noses at the helm, those people who really value scent and the power of scent, that there's a passion behind it.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we are a fine fragrance brand. We are niche. You know, we don't make in mass production. We do very minimum order quantities as well. And actually, fine fragrance, niche fragrance always has a master perfumer. The mass produced perfumes out there today, they can be done by computer. They can be done by lots of different ways. But actually, we sit and I hand create everything. Everything's handcrafted by myself. I am not a qualified perfumer, and I don't claim to be, but I am self-taught and I work from intuition. I still work today with the perfumer, the Nose, that I met in Grasse in the south of France. And she really gets what I want to do. We both see it as an art, and it's like a blank canvas. And basically what I create is completely from intuition, but what I experience and what story comes from that is my story, and what you take from that when you smell it will be completely different from me and my story. So it is a very much an art. So I will continue to work with her, and what she allows me to do is sit and work 100% on my own, and I just blend everything myself. She neither puts anything in or takes anything out, because she knows it's my story that's going into that. And then she takes it and balances it, because it is a very scientific process. And, you know, there is a real art and skill in balancing top notes, heart notes and back notes. So she will take that and she will balance it, but she will keep everything there that is of my story.
It's like a symphony, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And tell me, when you say you blind test, so you're not looking at labels on ingredients, you're just smelling, feeling, coming together. Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and this was one of the reasons why I decided to number our perfume bottles, was because when I was in Grasse working with fragrance, I had gone with this idea in my mind what I did not like and what I did like. And as I said to you, the Nose that I work with, she's Russian. She lives in France. I speak very little French and do not speak any Russian. And we were actually connected by this world of perfumery. And I told her what I did not want in it. And she looked at me quite coyly. And I thought, oh gosh, right. Okay. Why is she looking at me like that? But you sit at a perfumer's organ, you've over 200 scents, as in single notes, olfactory notes, and you have to take each one and you have to smell it. You have to describe and write down what you're feeling, what you're experiencing.
Wow.
And I didn't realize at that time that I have what's called synesthesia. So when I smell something, I get a color or a picture.
No way. That's incredible.
I know, but a lot of perfumers are like that. And a lot of artists and a lot of musicians are musicians, like that as well.
I connected that term with musicians. I did not know it was associated to the smell as well. So can you describe how that happens?
When I was smelling each note and I had to describe what was in it, that's really difficult. If you've ever tried to lift something and smell it and not know what you're smelling, it's really difficult. So you have to really search inward to think, is there a memory? Is there something associated with it? But and then it took me an hour or so before I admitted. And I said, look, I actually get a color. I just get a blank of a color when I smell something. And she laughed and she said, do you know, a lot of perfumers actually smell like that, smell in that way. So when you're sitting at that perfumer's organ and there's over 200 notes, she handed me a blotter and with a scent. And I had gone and said to her, I do not like vanilla. I don't want to put vanilla in a fragrance. So she handed me this note when we were working and I smelt it. And she says, could you describe what you're feeling? And I had all these lovely feelings and experiences and I was writing it down and sharing it with her. And she looked at me and she goes, well, that's vanilla. And I realized then that we all have preconceptions of what we think we like and we think we don't like. And when you walk into a store and you're have all these perfumes sitting, you will find you'll go to a tobacco or to a rose or to a, to floral or citrus or whatever you like, but you miss out all these beautiful scents that are there as well. So when I decided then to number my bottles, that was to remove preconceptions, because if you put a name or a label on that bottle, you're either going to love it and hate it before you even pick it up. So
that's amazing. She sounds incredible too. Your nose.
Totally. She is. She is. Yes.
So what's the future then? So we have story one and two. Where do we go from here?
Yeah. So I already have my hand and body line and it's a standalone hand and body collection. And it was created to transform your body. I didn't want to be like a lot of other fragrance brands to have a base moisturizer and they put in a lovely scent, but I wanted to change that. So you can wear the body and washes and lotions and, they're full of cocoa butter, shea butter, aloe vera, the argan seed oil, all that. So I wanted to keep developing on the hand and body line as well and create this really, a product that is known to be transforming and will do good for your skin. And we are an award-winning brand. So I want to really focus in on that as well and getting more global awards. I have loads of scents coming, but we're just coming out of a pandemic and also we're dealing with Brexit, all that. And it really has slowed the process. Being a self-financed brand, it slows the process down. I have more beautiful scents coming that I have made at complete, and they're sitting just to go into production. And we're going to launch into home fragrance as well, hopefully by the end of the year.
Where is it bottled and where does that all happen?
So the oils I do in France and then they are brought here to Ireland and they're bottled here in Ireland. Amazing. And then they go out from here.
Amazing. And so you were a full-time mom for like 21 years and then you turned it around and kicked off this incredible business. So like, how is the balance now? How are you managing that transition?
Yes. Well, I don't think it's any different because if anybody is a mother or a father, you know exactly what I mean, that you're challenged throughout your life. There's highs, there's lows, there's challenges, there's positives, everything. And this business is exactly that. And I actually feel it is like a fifth child. Now, my children are up a little bit. My eldest is 25 and I have a 19-year-old and I have twin girls at 15. So, I have a little more time on my hands to be able to do this. But it definitely does not feel any different than that of raising a child.
Yeah. And how inspiring for them to see you do this and to, see such success. I think it's really, like the success you admired in your grandmother. I think it's a lovely story. I'm so happy that you took the time to tell us about it. And your fragrances are incredible. And they mean a lot more to me now that I know where they came from,
Oh, that's great.
Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Louise. Lovely to chat to you.
Thank you for listening to the Brand Promise podcast. If you like what you've heard, be sure to subscribe and share and follow us on Official Brand Promise on Instagram for more updates.